Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like you.
Hey, what's up, Curiosity Builders? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals and entrepreneurs looking to grow, not only by learning new things, but by connecting their work to big ideas and overcoming the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. There's the old saying about the definition of insanity: doing the same things you've always done and expecting different results. We're halfway through the first month of 2019, and I've got this stuck in my mind. I have dreams and ideas ping-ponging through my head, but reality is staring at me, and fear is elevating as I realize that I can't do the same things that I've done. In this episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to explore the fear I'm facing when it comes to asking for what I need, want, and desire. Show notes and links for this episode can be found at gwtw.co/225. I don't know about you, but the big theme for me in the first quarter of 2019 is fear, and really overcoming fear. One of my experimental projects that I embarked on yesterday is called 30 Days of Fear, in which I record a short daily video talking on camera. It's funny because I love filming other people, but when it comes to myself showing up on camera, I've always been full of fear and anxiety. When I share that with people, they're like, well, is it your voice? Is it how you look? And I said, well, I podcast a lot, so it's not my voice. I'm more comfortable hearing my voice. I think it must be the combination of visuals in my voice. I'm not entirely sure, but in the future, I want to make online content where it's video-based. And if I have this fear, I should probably figure out a way to overcome this fear. And what better way to do that than to force myself to make short videos every day? But as I've been diving into that area of fear, what's interesting is it has revealed other areas of fear. And another area is what I want to talk about today. And it's the struggle with the fear of asking for what I need, want, or desire. I went back into the episode archives to see if I've talked about asking before. And in episode 75 of this podcast, the short link is gwtw.co/75. I really went into detail on asking and you shall receive. And what's funny is, like, it's something that I still struggle with a year and a half later. And I want to know why. Why do I struggle with this? Am I alone in this? And I don't think I am, because for introverts, it can be difficult. Well, for anyone, I think it can be difficult to ask, because what if someone says no? But I don't think I've quite learned the lesson yet. So here we are talking about fear, embracing the fact that people might say no, but people might say yes. I've been reading a lot of books lately. A lot of them are finance related. And what's interesting is a few common threads and themes are popping up. And they're centered around things like, in order to know what to ask for, you need to know specifics. You can't be vague. You need to know what you want. You have to have a plan for doing what you want. Asking for specific things is really about bringing the plan to life, and then following up with action and reflections really makes it so that when you ask people for things and they give them to you, it shows them that it was worthwhile to give those things to you. So as I reflect on these things in this podcast, I want to share five ways to really overcome the fear of asking. First, be specific. Often where specificity roots its head is, so the other day I was talking to Stephen Worley. He's been on past episodes of the podcast, and he's got an online community called Life Skills That Matter. And his mission is really bringing about this idea that the future of work is self-employment. And I was sharing some of my dreams with him, some of the ideas that I've had, and he was pushing me to be specific, but I wasn't at that point of specificity yet. I didn't know what the specifics were. I couldn't be specific. And the fear of asking was because I didn't know what to ask for. When you find the fear of asking rising up, try to get as specific as you can. If you need to ask someone to be a PA on a film shoot that you're doing, you know, be specific in what you are asking them to do. Maybe you're asking for a project. Maybe you're asking for money. Be specific in what you're asking for, but also being specific in what they'll receive by helping you out. Second, be courageous. No one's going to get ahead by not asking, by not being courageous, and not letting fear overtake your abilities to just do the ask. You might bumble around looking for the words, but part of being courageous is just stepping out in faith that even in the face of a no, you're going to feel better than if you just avoided it entirely. Courage is one of those areas that I think for me, I need to work on. And specificity as well, but courage is one of those. Courage to really step up and say, hey, this is what I need. And it's okay if someone says no, but it's, what if they say yes? You'll never know unless you're courageous. Some ways to think about courage. Find people that maybe you're a little bit scared to reach out to and be courageous to reach out to them. Maybe you're scared to ask for more money than you normally do. Ask for more money. Maybe you're afraid of dropping the ball. Well, be courageous to over-communicate or over-commit or over-emphasize what you're doing. Third, be vulnerable. As I mentioned, Stephen Worley and Life Skills That Matter, his podcast is fabulous. And last night, I found myself in a state of insomnia. It was about 2:30 in the morning, and my mind was just racing. So what did I decide to do? I spun up a podcast episode with Austin Church and Stephen Worley, and they were talking about vulnerability. I just thought that was awesome because for me, vulnerability is part of the fear that I have. I found myself in a couple of situations yesterday and today where I needed to be vulnerable in what I was asking. And in both situations, the vulnerability led to positive outcomes. I'm not quite ready to talk about them yet. I'm going to be talking about them in future episodes. But just know that putting myself out on the line resulted in a favorable outcome. And even if they weren't favorable, I have a feeling that that vulnerability would have been met with positive outcomes, even if they weren't favorable. Fourth, be reciprocal. What's interesting about reciprocity is that when you do something for others, they're more likely to do something for you. How can you be open to other people asking you for things so that when you are asking for things, I'm not talking about quid pro quo or, you know, tit for tat or any of the phrases that we say that we don't really know what they mean anymore. But I'm not saying it as a form of manipulation. I'm saying it as a place of generosity and a place of being just open to being a helper to other people so that when you're putting things out there that you are asking for things, people are going to be more open to it because you're open to them as well. Fifth and finally, just have a spirit of gratitude. Be grateful. This is something that I've really challenged myself in lately. When things aren't going the way that I want, focusing on the things that are, and just being grateful for who I am and what I have and the people that I have in my life. I have had amazing conversations with people that I never would have because of this podcast, and I'm very grateful for that. And I've worked with great clients throughout the years, and I'm grateful for that. And people have paid me money to do work for them, and I am grateful for that. In order to just overcome the fear of asking, coming out of a state of gratitude and being grateful is more likely going to result in a positive outcome of asking than if I just stayed in the fear or stayed in the scarcity or stayed in this idea of oh no, you know, I deserve this. No one's going to want to help you out if you emphatically state that you deserve this stuff. I'm grateful, grateful, grateful for everything that I have received from other people. So the final thing, it's not really one of the five ways to overcome fear, but when you find yourself receiving from other people, how are you going to let them know what you've done with what they have given you? How will you take what you have received and transform it into what it needs to become? How will you share that with the people that have given you what you have asked for? How will you push yourself to just continually ask? How will you be specific? How will you be courageous? How will you be vulnerable? How will you be reciprocal? And how will you be grateful? I would love it if you would share some of the things that you're doing and just reach out, Chris at chrismartinstudios.com. I'd love to know what you're doing to overcome the fear of asking. Or if asking isn't a problem for me, let me know the secret. I'd love to know. I'd love to have you on the podcast sharing your secrets of overcoming fear. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It means a lot to me that you do. Would you be willing to share Getting Work to Work with your friends, other creative professionals, and entrepreneurs? You can send them to gwtw.co or have them search for Getting Work to Work on most podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. Would you like to be a guest on a future episode of Getting Work to Work or know someone who should be on the show? Maybe you need some advice, encouragement, or just want someone to say hi to, drop me a line by sending me an email. I'm Chris at chrismartinstudios.com, or you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at CM Studios. Are you looking to increase your creativity and curiosity? Sign up for the Curiosity Lab. Each week you'll get inspiration, connection to new ideas, and updates on Curiosity Builders, an online community I'm creating for creative professionals and entrepreneurs to learn, engage, and grow. You can sign up today at the Curiosity lab.net or at the bottom of the show notes page at gwtw.co/225. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.